All right, what's going on, Nitro Club? This is the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure you go ahead and hit that follow button. If you are watching through YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And today's a very special day. We got the man of the hour, Leo Rush, in the building today. It's 2 o'clock. You know this is the time we've set. And let's go ahead and hit him up. I'm nervous, no cap. We just got to get through it. All right, let me set everything up real quick. All right, here we go. Oh, shit. Leo, what's going on?
Not much. Sorry, my bad. I was just about to give you a call. Let me cut these lights on real quick before we get started.
All right, you good? Shit, this is crazy. Oh, my God.
Is this camera angle good for you, or do you need me to turn it?
No, you're good. You're good. Oh, by the way, this is the YouTube Cruiserweight Championship I was talking about.
Oh, nice.
So let me get everything situated with this. All right, guys, we are here. The day has come. We got the former NXT Cruiserweight Champion. And I got to do the voice. Ladies and gentlemen, the man that needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway because he is that great. We are watching and listening to greatness right now. For those that don't know, you need to go get Ever After. First of all, I want to say, amazing. As soon as 12 o'clock hit, I went and got it. I was just like, holy crap. Amazing bangers, man. But here we go. We are here with the man of the hour, the 25-year-old piece of gold, the Versace doctor, the doctor that has so many prescriptions, he doesn't know what to do with them. Leo Rush.
What's going on, my man?
Nothing much. I had to be prepared. I got my own. So, like I said, congratulations on Ever After. Amazing. I want to know, we could get right into this. I want to know, like, what was your motivation going into making this album?
I think this the motivation going into this album was, me being or wanting to be so vulnerable and willing to be vulnerable with my fans. And I figured that I've touched base on, a subject that not only myself, but a lot of the world right now, go through, and that's relationships, whether that is past relationships or current relationships that people are in, or expectations for relationships that they want in the future. I feel like I just wanted something to be extremely relatable to the people that were going to be listening to it. So I think that was my motivation.
Respect, man. Super respect for that. Also, to be honest, you're not that much older than I am. I'm only 24. We're practically brothers. We're practically brothers here. I tell everybody, I said, this guy is like my celebrity big brother right here. We have pretty much the same kind of, we both have the same issues pretty much going on in life. I know I suffered from, anxiety, depression, self-harm over the years. And when I watch your matches back when you were doing wrestling, I just was like, yo, this guy is killing it out here. We're pretty much the same size. This guy is absolutely killing it. Like, amazing, man.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I try to be a good, you know, role model, and that can, you know, inspire others to do what they want to do. So I'm glad that I was able to, you know, do that for you and, you know, thousands of people around the world.
Yeah. I was watching your IG live, and every time it makes me laugh. Honestly, it makes me laugh. What's the what's it? You know, what's Nasty Leroy like? What is
nasty?
$2 booking fee. $2 booking fee.
$2, man. Come on.
$2. You got. Come on, $2. Nasty Leroy.
Come on now. It's that.
It's sad. It's just sad, Leo. It's just sad.
Yeah.
So I see you're on TikTok.
It would be a crime not to be on TikTok.
What made you want to do TikTok?
I just thought it was cool. It was something else fun, entertaining. I feel like it was something, you know, a social media platform that a lot of people use to entertain themselves during this entire, you know, world pandemic. So I figured that I'd give it a shot, and it really cool. It's really fun. So, yeah.
And I know firsthand, we've done cameos. Can you pretty much explain what Cameo is to people that don't know what Cameo is?
For sure, yeah. Cameo is an app where in request special personal messages from celebrities all across the world, your favorite celebrities, and, you know, you can have your own personal, you know, message that you can type out what you want them to say or do and stuff like that. So it's a pretty cool way to stay in touch with your fans and interact with them and, you know, be there for them in special times in their life, whether that's birthdays, you know, any kind of holiday celebrations, radio or podcast, intros and stuff like that. So it's really cool to be a part of.
Also, I want to dive into a little bit of your wrestling history. I know you have an amazing professional wrestling career. That's obviously how a lot of people know about you. Well, majority of people know about you. I want to get into WrestleMania. What was that like? What was your first wrestle like in the match with Bobby Lashley and the Demon Finn Balor? What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was awesome, man. It was literally a dream come true, you know, being able to walk out in front of, you know, 80,000 people in New York. It's not too far from home, which I'm originally from, the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. So it's not too far from home. So, you know, I had the opportunity to be out there with a legend like Bobby Lashley, and having that be a part of my first WrestleMania experience, my family and my friends there and everything. It was just absolutely dream come true.
I know I was watching some of your Blackheart days. Those were amazing, amazing. And I always thought, wouldn't it be interesting to see the Demon Finn Balor versus Blackheart Lio Rush? I just think that'll be tremendous. I was like,
I feel like a lot of people wanted to see that happen. You know, surprisingly, I think that surprised me the most. Just that, you know, a lot of people remembered the character that I did on the Independence, and they wanted to, you know, see me do that on a bigger platform against a much larger, you know, talent to, you know, the fans. Point of view, which was like the Balor, you know, the Demon. So it was really cool to have that type of acknowledgement and, you know, just have a demand.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was pretty cool.
What was I going to say? Oh, I was listening to Feel the Rush. That is my hype song. That is absolutely my hype song. What was it like working with, I think his name's Josiah. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
What was it like being on that project?
Yeah, Josiah is incredibly talented. You know, a lot of people knew him before he got signed to WWE from all of the videos that he did and the covers that he made, you know, rapping over, you know, the wrestler's instrumental entrance theme songs. And I just thought that that was really cool. And he's such a talented person, such a passionate individual. And it was awesome to work with him. It was cool to see how passionate he was about not only the project, but just about music in general. And it was just overall a really cool thing to be a part of.
Obviously, I've done a lot of research on you. I saw you come from a family of musicians. Was music something you knew you would eventually get into, or was that just like, hey, I'm gonna try to do this and see what can come out of it?
Yeah, I don't think that I had the thought process of, you know, this is something that I'm eventually going to do. I think the opportunity presented itself once I had that, you know, little hiatus from the WWE. I had some time on my hands and a lot of time to figure out, you know, what was next for me in life. And I always had an interest in poetry. So, you know, one day I literally just put my poetry to some music and released it. And people really enjoyed it. So that, I think that was the first step in allowing me to continue to make music. So, yeah.
Amazing. What else? Like I said, for those that don't know you, where could they find you on social media?
They can follow me everywhere on social media. I'm everywhere on social media.
He's the Versace doctor. Come on now.
Come on now. I have to be on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at It's Leo Rush. You can follow me on Instagram at Rush Leo Rush, which is one of my biggest platforms right now that I'm currently promoting everything that I'm doing. As far as, you know, wrestling or music or just anything in life, you know, I'm on TikTok at Hey It's Leo. I'm also on Voicy, which is a singing app, at Hey It's Leo. And then I have my website, musicbyleo.com, and you can find all of my music on different streaming platforms. I have merchandise on there, such as t-shirts. I have some 8x10s that you know, can get signed as a web as homemade by my wife, Sarah, with her company, All My Business by Sarah. So that's what they can find on social media.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, the greatest cruiserweight to ever live. And trust me, I hadn't forgotten. The 25-year-old piece of gold. Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
I'm a piece of gold. That's where it came from.
Ah, the Versace doctor. My man, I salute you. I respect everything you do. Like I said, you're like a celebrity big brother to me. I look up to you. I want you to, you know, keep thriving, keep pushing on, and keep telling Nasty Leroy to stop doing $2 bookings. $2. Just no.
Yeah. I was going to. I appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're the best, Leo.
Yes, sir.
Feel the rush.
Take care.
We did it. Ladies and gentlemen, we just wrapped up one of the best. I think, if not the best. I was nervous as hell. My heart is still pounding. Ladies and gentlemen, the first celebrity guest on the 100% Real podcast, Leo Rush. We are OU. See, but wait, there's more. Go check out my Spotify. Go check out YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap.